I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Another bill that could impact treasure hunters was introduced in Congress on October 22nd. This one, H.R. 3305, was proposed by Representative Mike Fitzpatrick, a Republican from Pennsylvania. Its tongue-twisting name is the Currency Optimization, Innovation, and National Saving Act. And its main focus is to, quote, improve circulation of $1 coins and remove barriers to circulation and save taxpayer dollars. The bill states that within 6 months after it is made law, all Susan B. Anthony dollars would be removed from circulation. The public could no longer get them at banks, but coin dealers could still buy them from the government and sell them to collectors. Also, there are a few foreign countries like Panama and Ecuador that use the Anthony dollar, and they would be allowed to continue using them. Why the move to replace the paper dollar with a dollar coin? First, it would save a lot of money. A dollar bill wears out in just a few years, but a coin lasts virtually forever. It also saves money in that people collect coins to a much greater extent than they collect paper money. So a lot of dollar coins would never be used as money. They'd go into coin collections. That means the government can issue coins and sell them for a dollar, and that dollar is never spent. That happens with stamps, too. Lots of stamps are bought but never used, so the government gets money without providing services in exchange. Further, people tend to throw their change into a jar at the end of the day, but not their paper money. Again, coins going out of circulation. And the United States has noticed that other countries, like Canada, have replaced the paper dollar with the coin dollar, and the Canadian people are fine with that. Now, it seems to be total nonsense to do away with the Anthony dollar coin and at the same time require that dollar coins be used instead of paper dollars. If the Anthony dollar is taken away, what dollar coins will we use? Aha, glad you asked. In fact, the government has $1.5 billion coins in storage right now. Sacagawea coins and presidential commemorative coins. They just didn't sell as well as they were supposed to. What do the all-powerful lobbyists think about all this? Well, that's pretty well split down the middle. The dollar coin is wanted by metal mining companies and vending machine companies and bus companies and casinos. Dollar bills are headaches for all of those institutions. On the other hand, the dollar bill is wanted by paper manufacturers, ink-making factories, armored car companies who don't want to carry the extra weight, think how much $1 million in coins would weigh, and clothing manufacturers who would have to make pockets stronger to hold the extra weight of dollar coins. How much money could be saved by going to the dollar coin? First, emptying those warehouses would put $1.5 billion unused dollar coins back into circulation, and the Government Accountability Office estimates the government would come out $5.5 billion ahead over 30 years if the dollar bills were replaced with dollar coins. So what happens next? Well, first, don't hold your breath on this. The wheels of government turn exceedingly slow. The bill has been referred to the House Committee on Fiscal Services. If it makes it out of committee, and that's a big if, and who knows when that might happen if it does, it would be referred to the full House for a vote. If it passed, it then goes to the Senate for a vote. Or it could be amended in the Senate, in which case it would pretty much start over again. And if the Senate and House agreed on everything, and how often does that happen, it would then go to the President, who would either sign it or veto it. And if it were finally signed into law by the President, it would take effect in stages. It would be 6 months before the government started removing the Susan B. Anthony coins from circulation, and another 3 years before they would stop making paper dollars. Finally, the odds makers say this bill has just a 6% chance of becoming a law. But if it does, you heard it here first. Thanks for listening and for a look at my book and some free articles on metal detecting and treasure hunting. Visit my website, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.